It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. There are 46 million people in the U.S. who are over 65, and many of them are on fixed incomes, perhaps living off savings that were largely lost in the crash of 2008. And many of those folks have kids who are doing pretty well in midlife. But it's easy for the kids to get derailed, too, as they try to help their parents get by. We're looking at how to do both, take care of your own retirement while trying to help your parents. Jim Blankenship is a certified financial planner based in New Berlin, Illinois, and the owner of Blankenship Financial Planning. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carrie.
So let's say you have responsibility. You've responsibility set your money aside for years. You're on track to retire at 65 when suddenly your senior parent needs some financial help. That would set you back as far as retirement plans are concerned. So what should you say to your parent?
Well, it's a very contentious situation many times because we get to this point where our parents are needing help and we are maybe in good shape, but, you know, we don't have a whole lot of extra headroom to work with. What we always do as an analogy here is we look at the airplane oxygen mask analogy. You know how they always tell you if the oxygen masks drop down and someone near you needs help, make sure you take care of your own first and then help the other. So you really need to make sure that your own situation is in a bulletproof situation first before you help out your parents. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't help them out. And of course, given the nature of relationships and such, that you're going to want to do whatever you can, but you need to just be careful about it and make sure that you aren't damaging your own situation and then causing a self-perpetuating problem.
It occurs to me that most kids grow up without really thinking about their parents' financial situations. They don't necessarily in young adulthood say, okay, so how much do you have in retirement? The whole Medicare thing has kind of exploded with the Medicare copay and the donut hole and what have you. These are expenses that people didn't think that they would have. So how early on should kids start thinking about their parents' financial situation and how they have that talk with them?
It's a good question. One of the biggest problems is that just societally, money or financial discussions are kind of a taboo. With any crisis situation, it always helps to try to head it off at the pass. So it's helpful to just get started talking to your parents about their financial situation, even though it may be a bit uncomfortable, to just begin getting that communication going as early as possible. You know, prior to their retirement, talk to them about their own situation, you know, what they do have set aside, if you can get that kind of information, and how they're planning on dealing with escalating medical expenses and things along those lines. It may be helpful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Actually, I wanted to ask how siblings fall into this. Does it usually fall to just one of the children and the siblings are just kind of there on the sidelines?
It's so variable. You know, it just depends upon what your family dynamic is. You may have several siblings or several children, and only one is really the financial person, I guess, of the group. And as a result of that, it may not be comfortable to have everyone involved with a conversation. It seems to me like in speaking with your parents, it should be a kind of a one-on-one situation, but you should also bring the siblings into the discussion at some stage so that it's not just one person or one family unit trying to help out the parents if there's a dire need.
One of the things that we haven't talked about yet is families living together. In the past, families all lived in the same area. They often lived in the same houses. My parents grew up in houses with their grandparents. Is that part of the equation that we need to talk to our parents about?
It can be, or another alternative is just helping your parents to downsize their own living situation. And of course, as a result of that, hopefully reducing some of their outflows and helping out their overall financial situation. In some cases, bringing the parent in to live with you can be helpful from a medical perspective, especially if they need to have maybe not round-the-clock care, but fairly regular care of someone that has maybe better cognitive abilities than the elder parent might happen to have.
So let's say you've made some sort of decision. You're past the point where you've had that awkward conversation. Your parent needs help. How do you handle that, especially with a parent who may not want help?
Excuse me. That's a very, very tough situation.
Right. They may say, "Yeah, I'm not taking my meds. I'm skipping my meds." Or "Yeah, it's dark because I couldn't pay the electric bill." But they may be like, "No. I'm not taking that check from you." So how do you deal with that?
Right. Well, in some cases, it may be best to try to kind of head that off at the pass and intercept the bill. Pay the bill directly. Whatever you can do to try to straighten out the situation. You know, it's not the answer to not pay the electric bill or not pay the water bill or not pay the doctor bill, these sorts of things. So you may have to become more assertive in a case like that. And what I mentioned about paying directly, that's probably, in some cases, that's the better way to do it than to hand money off to a parent, because there may be some sort of behavioral issue that's going on as well. There may be, you know, they may have decided that playing the lottery is a whole lot better alternative than paying the light bill.
Right. If I'm in that situation and I consider dipping into my retirement, perhaps, is that something that I should even think about doing?
Really shouldn't do that. And at least from my perspective as a financial advisor, we always say you don't want to derail retirement funds to take care of shorter term needs. When you're into retirement, that's when you should be drawing upon the retirement for your own personal needs. If you can't afford it from your regular cash flow, you really shouldn't be diving into your future wherewithal. Like I say, that would potentially cause a self-perpetuating problem, and then we would have our children taking care of us in the same kind of a situation or worse.
Right. It occurs to me that this is how intergenerational poverty starts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've been talking to Jim Blankenship. He is a certified financial planner based in New Berlin, Illinois, and he's the owner of Blankenship Financial Planning. Jim, this has been really fascinating. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, an exhibit at Old World, Wisconsin encourages visitors to talk about an issue that's as relevant today as it was 200 years ago, immigration. We talked to the assistant director about the exhibit, which is called The Wisconsin Journey. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.